Week one finals edition of the Likes and Dislikes podcast for the Rush Hour. Liam Flanagan here, joined by Wendell Saylor today. G'day, Del.
Great to be here, Liam.
this is the extra stuff we do outside of the show. This is the work ethic of the Rush Hour, which you epitomise as well.
That's what I'm about. That's why I got to the top in two codes, but anyway.
All right, let's get stuck into the dislikes first, Del. I don't
like... Oh, I tell you what I didn't like. The game is fast and it's quick and it's all that. I just don't like seeing players go down with cramps. I know if you get a cramp, so be it. But don't stop the game. It's a wonderful product. No stopping the game. Soyasi Vunivalu. He went down with a cramp. Look, I understand he does some work. I know he plays on the wing. But come on, mate. Let's not stop the game. Let's keep it flowing.
That's an indictment on your club, Wendell. That's your man. That's your winger club.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, you got to be better than
that. I know I'm the go-to wingers. I'll talk to him. Yeah,
you are.
Yeah.
You're the representative.
Me and Brett Morris, but anyway, both of us are. But,
exactly.
I don't like seeing that in finals.
We spoke about this in the show tonight, yes, for those who haven't heard the show catch-up podcast. But Ashley Klein, the ref at the time, no blame on him.
No.
When the trainer puts his hand up, refs have to respect that.
You've got to stop the game because it could be a neck injury. He doesn't know.
Exactly.
You know, he's taking the word of the trainer. So the trainers have got to be better.
Graham Annesley said it in the briefing yesterday that questions would be asked. And you hope that a punishment, if appropriate, is handed down.
Fines. That's how you stop it. You start throwing fines out there and it'll stop ASAP, baby.
I like it. All right. What else don't we like? I don't like. I'll give you one.
Yep.
State of Origin.
Yes.
I do like it, but what I don't like is it feels like, Del, as we get closer and closer, we've seen Michael Morgan unavailable, Kyle Felt's unavailable, Moses Embiid unavailable. There's discussion today, Kalen Ponga's not going to be available. Yep. We know David Fifita is going to be unavailable. Yep. Val Holmes is going to be suspended for the week. It just feels like the stars are falling to the wayside and this is going to be an undermanned State of Origin series.
I understand how you feel. And I think a lot of people would feel like that, but I just think we need State of Origin to finish the season off. I know we're not going to have the best of the best that it usually is. Obviously, in New South Wales, Tommy Trbojevic isn't going to be there.
Yes, another one.
But look, I think for the game and what it's done this year, we're just going to have a series. And unfortunately for Queensland, we're going to be pushing you know what. But we're going to have to man up and we're going to dig deep as Queenslanders and we're going to find something.
You've got the mysterious shadowy figure that is Wayne Bennett in the coach's box, though. That brings something.
Well, it's perfect. I think, you talk about Origin, you talk about, I suppose, the chemistry between him and Freddie.
Yes.
Mate, they're going to play it off against one another. I can't wait. It's you know, we call it theatre.
Do you reckon that Wayne's going to ask Kevy for the coach whisperer's number?
I would say no way. I would say Wayne knows he can do his own coach whispering.
Yeah, I don't think he needs that one. Yeah. All right, let's flip it. Let's focus on the things we did like from the weekend of footy. I'd like
that. Friday night, Jerome Luai.
Ooh.
I know not Nathan Cleary scored three tries and stuff and did his magic, but Jerome Luai, you know, he just looks, he's different. He's a young dad. You know, I think one kid he's got, but just his energy, I think, you know, just the way that he plays off the cuff. He doesn't play with structure. And then when he does his magic, his footwork, he doesn't know what he's doing. So how are you going to know what he's doing? And then to set up the tries that he does or score tries that he does. And then, even better, at halftime, they're panning to the Panthers and he's like howling like the wolf. Oh, I just love it. And I think Nathan Cleary actually said, he goes, mate, he's just so energized. He feels so sorry for his family.
He's a different cat, isn't he? He's a different cat.
But I think it's good to be different. I know when I played at the Dragons and Broncos, I was a bit of a different cat. And you've got to have weird people in teams. Look at Freddie Fittler. He's weird, but like he's a good weird, you know? And I reckon Jerome Luai is a great weird.
They seem like they've got a nice yin-yang between Cleary and Luai there in the halves. They've got a nice balance. They're obviously very familiar with each other, having played through the junior grades together. So.
And they compliment each other. And you can just tell that there's a mutual respect for the way they both play, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, very good. I'd like that. I'll give you one. Jack Whiten.
Oh.
Canberra Raiders obviously got the win over the Sharks. They were tipped to do so. But Jack Whiten, I love the way he handled the grand final loss last year and the six again nonsense. I love the way he handled that publicly. I love the way he then re-signed with the Raiders and said, I want to win a comp here. And from all reports, took less money to do so. And then I love the way when they get into finals, his performance and his the smarts and the wherewithal and the understanding, and clearly his coach has taught him a thing or two to take that quick tap and just leave the Sharks grasping at air.
Oh, what I love about Jack Whiten, everything that you said then, I think what helped Jack Whiten is we all knew how talented he was, but then off the field, he wasn't focused enough on his football. So off the field, you know, he'd be one of the lads and stuff, even though he had two young kids and that. And I coached him in the All-Stars.
All right.
Myself and Gordon Tallis, we loved Jack Whiten from when Laurie Daly first brought him in. He just had everything you want in a player, you know. He was just tough. There wasn't much. But he's built up now. He sees physique. Oh. And he's just a footballer. Like, if the game's on the line, he wants the ball. And that's what I love about him.
Yeah.
Obviously, Clive Churchill medal winner last year in the grand final. But just even on the weekend, just because he's played everywhere. He plays fullback, centre.
He'll be centre for Freddie in New South Wales.
Right. But even Laurie Daly said one time, they said, oh, mate, at a pinch, we could throw him in the back row. Mate, he's so tough, mate. Look, when he hits you, you stay hit. So that's a nice pickup.
I like it. All right. I'd like that.
Wow, the Bunnies attack. You know, we've just watched in the last couple of weeks, I think they've scored 100 points in two games. And the score tries like they did against the Roosters, it wasn't a fluke. And after Newcastle had them down 14-0, I'm sitting there going, where's the Bunnies attack from last week? Well, hold it. Just wait a minute. Here it comes. You know, Alex Johnson down that left-hand side. Cody Walker just sweeping in behind. Adam Reynolds just steering him around. And then Damien Cook. The new rules, I thought, would suit Damien Cook. And he just hasn't really exploded until now, the last couple of weeks. And this is when you want your Cam Murrays and your Damien Cooks to explode. And Damien Cook, the try that he scored in the weekend, he made a couple of breaks, but the one where Bradman Best, who's one of the quickest players in the game, I reckon, he sort of ran him down but slipped over the top of him. For him to get up late in the game, Cook, to go again and score again, not just the way they attack, it's just the way they're there for one another.
Mm. Parramatta Eels markers better beware this weekend, because Cookie, although he pulled up a bit proppy.
He'll be right. He's got that cryo chamber thing or whatever as well.
He does.
Yeah. So
he's just putting money back into his own business.
He'll be sweet. That's his body.
Sweet. Yeah. Nice work. All right. One more to finish from me. I'd like that. The NRLW as a whole, and even more so now, Charlotte Caslick, made her debut for the Roosters in the NRLW in the surprising upset win over the Dragons, your beloved Dragons, Randall.
Yeah, yeah.
28-14, the Broncos defeated the Warriors, but 18-4. Charlotte Caslick, you can see why this woman is a gold medalist in another sport, but the athlete, the explosiveness, I mean, reminiscent of a young Wendell Saylor, the way she just broke tackles and got away from defenders.
Oh, look, I think she's world class. I think I said it before in one of the shows, I think she's one of my favourite rugby players, her and Emma Tomagotto, to watch when I watch the Sevens. And then when I watch rugby league, you know, I like watching, Ellie Brigginshaw and Kessie Yaps, they're my favourites. But I think the rugby league girls would be a bit disappointed they couldn't handle it, but I think that goes to show that Charlotte's putting in the hard work, but also the Roosters, they didn't win a game. They didn't win a game last
NRLW season. Yeah.
So it made great start for them. I think it's great for the competition. So well done to Charlotte.
The Broncos again, just very strong, but I think your Dragons, Del.
Yeah, no, but Dragons, and they've got a few injuries too, I think. I think Jess Serge just got injured. So
yes.
I think it's going to be tough for them, but look, they can bounce back, I think, the Dragons, but for the Roosters, I think it's a good signing. So well done to Uncle Nick. And I think Jamie Feeney, I think you're coaching the Roosters.
Yeah, well done to the Roosters on developing another talent from their juniors, obviously, in Charlotte Caslick. You know, it's good of them, isn't it?
No, but it's good. I think it's great for the league.
Surprising you never ended up at the Roosters, really.
I nearly ended up at the Roosters.
You did?
Before at the Dragons. I think Chris Anderson sort of called me and said, would you be interested in coming to the Roosters? And I think that's their squad was getting a bit older then and they wanted to take a punt on me. But then I think when he got the flick and that chance went. So, yeah, I probably didn't need to be living in the eastern suburbs anyway. Probably wasn't good for my personality.
The Likes and Dislikes NRL Week 1 Finals podcast. Enjoy it. Share it around, Wendell Saylor. You're one of a kind, Wendell.
Thank you. I am. I told my wife that. Thank you.